Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine. It's publishing on February 10th and questions as of February 7th. Thank you for your questions. Any questions received after Monday will roll into next week's Ask Catherine's. Okay, cash and precious metals. Hi, my name is, and I'm so-and-so's husband. Yes, I know who you are. I would like to ask you a question about investing my savings in an online startup company. You've already invested. It looks like if you look at what their business is, they're connecting older students and former teachers with at-home and online tutoring for teenagers and young students. The current learning system is not performing well, and many parents are looking for reasonably priced extra tutoring for their kids. So I think this is a business with a great future. And the question is this company well managed and can it perform? You know, like any early investment, it's risky. So you've put some money in. The question is, do you want to put more in? I don't know enough about your whole portfolio to know, but I think it's very important to keep some savings back as a reserve in cash or provision. So I wouldn't put everything in here, but it's really how much appetite do you have for risk? Obviously, over the last 20 years, I've put the vast majority of my money into a promising startup called Soleri. So I'm an entrepreneur and I believe in investing in companies that do something useful. And clearly this company is useful. So should you put more in? I don't know. Looks like you've already got a fair amount in. And I would just make sure you had a reserve for a rainy day. And you don't put anything, never put more in a startup than you're prepared to lose. So just remember that. Don't put anything in unless you're prepared to lose 100% because that can happen. If you're working at the company, remember you can always get paid partially in equity. So that's another way to do it. Just take less, keep your cash for a reserve, but then take less in terms of income and earn equity in the company. Hi, Catherine. I've searched the Soleri website and you wanted to see if you could find anything on Martin Armstrong. The last time I got asked a question about Martin Armstrong, I gave sort of the pros and cons on Martin Armstrong and where we agree and disagree and promptly got thrown off of his email list as a result. So I would say that Martin Armstrong may have a thin skin. Anyway, I gave you a direct response. The video you pointed me to is one where I don't understand a lot of what he's saying. It doesn't fit with my understanding of things. I feel that Martin Armstrong knows a lot about the financial markets, and I found in terms of the independent financial media, he and I tend to agree on things like how the dollar is going to do or how the stock market's going to do. So I've tended to agree with Martin Armstrong more than I disagree. However, he really believes in using computer modeling to predict the future. I think that's a bunch of hooey. I just don't believe that prophecy is a way to invest money, and I don't believe the future can be predicted in that way other than I found insider information when I had access to it to be remarkably useful, but still not perfect. So I'm not big on predicting the future. Anyway, you said something about he said it was the banks instead of the Fed. The Fed is owned by the banks. So the New York Fed and the member banks are owned by the banks. So it's six of one, half dozen of the other if you're saying Fed versus banks. Hi, Catherine. First, thank you for everything you do. So you're talking about how a theory where the Pope owns everything and the Queen of England and they use debt with birth certificates. Okay, so the thoughts on how I don't believe you can use a legal system to become sovereign. I think you have to become sovereign through the actions you can take in terms of health and financial independence. But I don't believe there's a way to get out of the system. And I've never met a legal system that the guys who ran things respected. So I would never opt out of protection from the Constitution. I think that's the only thing we have. And the more we all support the Constitution and don't try and opt out of it, the better off we are. If you look at the concept of a Galt's Gulch, which is all the elites go off and form a Galt's Gulch and break away and consider that a solution, I don't think there is such a thing. If the only system Mr. Global respects is power, and it takes millions of people exercising power or freedom to make that go. So I've always felt that, you know, I was in it with everybody else, and that's where I was going to make my stand. And I certainly am going to make my stand for the Constitution. First, second, third, and always. Catherine, thank you for the McCullough interview. Post this gem on Soleri so everyone can view it. so we don't lose it when it erases from the Mercola site, it's up. And then you talk about all the different reasons why you liked the interview. I will say this. We were focused on the issue of whether Bitcoin can contribute to freedom or not. I pretty much think Bitcoin's an op done by Mr. Global. But the more important issue, I think, is how do we keep a financial system that's not all digital? You know, and I don't care whether the digital is Bitcoin versus Visa card. So that's the issue. But we did go through a lot of issues, but there are an awful lot of issues related to Bitcoin that we didn't get to go in. Sort of what are the pros and cons for an institutional investor and other issues. But I appreciate a lot of the good comments I've gotten, and I've learned a tremendous amount from the comments. So it's a, I will say this, and I didn't say it because I was trying to be gracious, but my guess is from listening, the interview was with Joe Mercola and Alex Fetsky and I. Listening to Alex, my guess is between immigration rules, porn traps, and taxes, the FBI probably has 25 years of prison over his head and he doesn't know it. It's too bad. A nice young guy. Dear Austin Fitz, thank you for waking me up and all you're doing to help humanity. My child and I are unvaccinated, currently living in the vaccine passport regime. You're trying to figure out what to do with some money, and you say your husband invests large sums in the stock market. I would strongly recommend you listen to my most recent equity overview, and I refer to the four equity overviews I did in 2021. You might want to go back and listen to some or all of those. I refer to them in the one I just did in January. If your husband is in the stock market, you might want to look at alternatives to the stock market just to be balanced. Anyway, but listen to the equity overview and see if that helps. And I should also say, unless somebody knows you well and knows your assets well, I would never, don't listen to anybody because everybody's different and what you should do is totally different than what other people should do. And somebody needs to know an awful lot about you and your assets to even make any kind of intelligent recommendation. And I'm going to repeat again and again, I don't make investment recommendations on the Solaria report. Catherine, living for your reports with John Titus literally makes my week. John Titus is so funny. His latest one is chew toys. Klaus Schwab, Fauci, Gates, these are all chew toys that the establishment throws to the, it's like a bone to the dog. Rah, 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 eat the chew toy. Given the growing supply chain and food shortage that seems rooted in a lack of fertilizer, what are your thoughts about investing in fertilizer, corn, beef, and gas stocks? So there's going to be very strong underlying demand for those items. Now, just remember, just because there's strong market demand doesn't mean it's a good company or that can manage the inflation that's going to impact, its working capital and inventory. So real assets are definitely headed up. And the question is, you still need to be astute about exactly how you play that. But there's no doubt real assets are headed up. Hi, Catherine. I'm one of your new subscribers. I like the diversity of your content. Is inflation an inevitable fact of life in the way the monetary and fiscal systems work? Second question, is the valuation of gold and silver depending on the quantities? Okay, so inflation is absolutely baked into the cake, major inflation. The question is, how much offsetting deflation can be created without putting us into a deflationary spiral? The big one that's going to create offsetting deflation is a rise in all-cause mortality. If you look at the early indications from the vaccinations, we're clearly seeing a kick up in all-cause mortality from the injections, both death and disease that's going to lead to death. And so if we get enough all-cause mortality, that deflation will offset against inflation, in part because a lot of capital will drop through to younger generations. But number one is all-cause mortality. And if you look at the scenarios we did in the annual wrap-up for 2022, you'll see that's one of the big variables. Another one is more pandemics and disaster capitalism. All those are used to cut off expenditure and cut off spending and sort of husband the capital into the centralizers. So pandemics and disaster capitalism can engineer lots of deflation. And then, of course, vaccine passports and digital ID will give complete control and can stop a lot of people from, well, it can strip them of their assets and stop them from spending. So Look for those three things to sort of create offsetting deflation without setting the whole global system into a deflationary spiral. Supply and demand of both gold and money and alternatives to gold all influence the gold and silver prices. So this is why Bitcoin has been so successful for the central bankers, because it sucked a tremendous amount of money out of gold and silver. And so they can pump with impunity without, you know, without worrying that gold is going to skyrocket. So supply and demand both affect the price. But remember that there's tremendous control in that market. There's a lot of market interventions. Hi, Catherine. My wife and I were wondering your thoughts on what to do in the event you receive $1 million inheritance. Would you recommend buying U.S. property despite lack of cash flow on a piece of property that's not actively farm developed? Our focus is on cash flow, not accumulation. Just wondering your thoughts. It depends on who you are, where you're going, and what other assets you have. I think high quality U.S. farmland with good water is attractive right now. But remember, you can always get land that has some timber on it. You can use it for hunting leases and for farming leases. So you ought to be able to pick up a good piece of farmland that can produce some kind of cash flow. Anyway, I would strongly recommend you listen to the last equity overview and maybe some of the earlier ones in 2021. So then somebody sent in a trading chart of Facebook stock, now I guess Meta, and asked, so we got a huge drop the other day, and we talked about it, money markets this week. And their question was, Karma, did someone sell it very short? Actually, when you see a stock drop like this, it looks to me like there was a committee vote in the Mr. Global system on the future payment systems, and Meta didn't come out well. Or the market realized the committee members were getting out of their positions in Meta. This is something much bigger than just a big short. It's the kind of falling out of bed when the market realizes the insiders have sold. But if you look at what's, John and I talk about this week, if you look at what's happening with the payment companies, down, PayPal down more than 50% since September, you definitely see decisions being made behind the scenes that's whacking these stocks around pretty wildly. And I'm trying to get as much information as possible about what's really going on. Okay, a question about moving to South Dakota and starting to get free copies of Epoch Times in the mail. Look to me, every time I've looked at Epoch Times, particularly on the coverage from China, that it looked to me like it was probably financed by U.S. intelligence, was my guess, but I've never looked into it seriously. And then they ask, what about funeral home stocks? Funeral home stocks should do really, really well. You also asked about land for cemeteries. I think the pressure is going to be on more and more for cremation. But I think the fundamental demand for funerals is going to be very strong. And we're definitely going into a period of all-cause mortality that's going to rise. And I don't think the market has looked at or faced yet what the rise in all-cause mortality may be. So my guess is funeral stocks have good fundamental supply and demand. The demand is strong. Now, again, if the company isn't well-managed and can't handle the growth, doesn't mean the company's stock will do well. So you have to underwrite the particular company carefully. Catherine, recently I heard you mention how the way they got Al Capone was on his taxes. And then you describe an audit, which sounds pretty, this is like a huge amount of work. Essentially what they were doing is saying you couldn't count cash deduction, even if you had a receipt that proved that you had what you had spent the money on. So you finally won, but it's a reminder of all the things the governments are doing to discourage cash. But it's another reason why I say always keep your documents. Archive, archive, archive. Hello, Catherine. I have a question. I have gold coins stored with a company called Safe Store in Switzerland. I'd like to bring these coins here. The only option I found is to sell them, have the money put into my bank account, and rebuy the gold there. This will incur a significant loss. Do you have any other ideas? I would see if you could do a swap. If you know anybody who would be interested in starting an account at Safe Store and swap gold they have in your location for a position in Switzerland. So if you can find somebody who wants to move gold into Switzerland, this might be, could be pretty attractive for them. Wow, so you're an osteopath physician. I was just getting an earful from Bridget on why she loves osteopaths. Anyway, I appreciate knowing about you and knowing that you're next to Bill and Jeannie. They're the most wonderful people. So a lot of good things happening in Tennessee. So I doubt the Fed governors are U.S. government employees. So this was Titus and I going back and forth about whether they're government employees. Here's the way I'm assuming they get paid, since the governors are a hybrid. The Federal Reserve System generates profits, and then those profits get paid to the Treasury in a dividend form. So I'm assuming they're paid from Fed profits, certainly at the banks, the bank profits, but they're a deduct from the dividend that goes to Treasury. So technically, I don't think they're government employees, but, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other, that's the cash flow is deducted from what the government's going to get. And if you look at the power lines, the people who run the Fed are the same people who run the Treasury and the government, especially now that you have the former chair of the Federal Reserve over as the Secretary of the Treasury. I am a subscriber to the Salary Report. Hi, Catherine, but couldn't figure out how to ask this question via your website. I'm looking for help in relationship to investments and banking. I'm a small business owner. I have a simple plan set up for my employees that is currently with Morgan Stanley. We also bank with a local bank that has merged with a larger group of banks and is now a 5-statewide group of banks. I would do a search for a local bank. See if you can find another good local bank. I think it's worth it to do the search. On the employee plan, if you do securities and employee plan, you're going to have to be in the system. So you're going to have to be with one of the big firms like a Fidelity or Morgan Stanley. It's just the way the employee plans have gone. What I would do, if you're interested, and this is a lot of work, so only do it if you're really interested, is I would look at whether or not it would be possible to do an option in the employee plan, to do a local option through a self-directed trustee, and see if you couldn't set up a pool of money that was doing local investment and local small business. That's one of the things I always wanted to do. Hi, Catherine. What a crazy ride this week, huh? Watching a Facebook Meta tank gave me such joy. Is it possible for an individual investor to short a stock, or do you have to be in the hedge fund crowd? I'm interested in shorting pharma stocks. So yeah, it's possible for you to short. It's generally not recommended to do it. Shorting is a real art, not a science. Michael Moore on the Tom Paine podcast just interviewed Edward Dowd, former DLJ and former BlackRock. And they were talking about the fact that Dowd thinks the Pfizer and Moderna are going to, you know, continue to drop. Moderna's down, I think, about 60% from the high, but Dowd thinks they're both headed down to $5 each. So, and Dowd was talking about why, if you know, why shorting it's not a good idea, but if you want to, you ought to use a leap, which is a long, you know, it's basically a long live short. Anyway, you can listen to that if you're interested. But generally, shorting is a real art, and you need to know a lot about it before you do it. So I would be extremely careful. Hi, Catherine. I'm a subscriber. While I find much of your content disturbing to my core, I know when I'm done reading whose side you are on and where the truth lies. I'm going to try to reconfigure our finances to suffer less in light of what's heading down. Can you help me find the content you have on how an individual investor would position himself for best results? Yes, I would read the January equity overview and then go back and look at the previous four equity overviews. There's a lot of repetition, but I think you'll find a lot of good stuff there. Somebody sent in the link about GoFundMe seizing the $10 million. We covered it in Money and Markets. GoFundMe had to relent. They were going to require you to apply to get a refund and then give the money to charity. what a sleazy thing. But they had to back off, so now they're just going to give refunds. But still sleazy. That money was supposed to go to the truckers. Hi, Catherine. I'm a subscriber and just listened to the McCullough interview. I'm emailing for reference to someone for savings investment advice. I'm a state employee and my wife is also under the state retirement system as one of the last remaining community hospitals. Wondering if you could direct me to someone with your philosophy and long-term savings investments. I've largely not participated in the stock market or qualified money. Thank you. So your pension fund likely has significant equity holdings. What I would do is listen to the last equity overview and then skim the previous four equity overviews and see if that gives you any ideas. I have some thoughts and questions after seeing this podcast. It's the Mercola interview on Bitcoin. And then you ask a question about, in order to have a viable field, does an idea have to be made manifest in the tangible world, or is just the idea enough? I would say either one. An idea can be manifest just from being in the mind. It doesn't have to go into the tangible world. So more questions on that. Anyway, those are, if you're interested in the Bitcoin conversation, these comments are very much worth reading about the the danger of getting lost in cyberspace. Hi, working with my local Solera group on alt economy options, recently learned of a product called Goldback. Okay, Goldback is a way of taking small amounts of gold and putting it essentially into paper money that you can use like a, you know, a gold-backed bill. I think the question is, would this make it easier for a community who agreed to adopt it to use to transact gold? I'm not sure it would. To me, it's easier to just put the gold in a safe and pass around IOU chits. But I don't know. I'd have to see it and work with it to know what I thought of it. I've seen pictures of it, but that's all I know of it. Maybe it's just I'm used to coin and bars, and I would think building it into the technology can get awful complicated. Catherine, if they abolish cash and establish all digital monetary system to establish control of all money, cash will be worthless. Not necessarily. They usually give you a period of time to swap. If you look at what they did in India, there's time to bring in the money and swap usually. What good would gold and silver be? So cash and gold and silver would only be good is whether or not there are other people who are willing to trade outside the system. Is there any plan to move retirement checking account balances? I'm assuming in that scenario, if they just shut the whole thing down, they will convert retirement assets into an annuity or strip it. You said the World Economic Forum says you will own nothing. If they abolish world governments and our right to own assets. So all of these things are possible. And the question is, what can you do? What can you then proceed to do with a group of people? If they decide to delete your digital account, your right to buy or sell, how then can we live? We have to grow, produce, or trade outside the system. And if we can't, we fail and die. By saying no, you find the way. So I just think, you know, I'm not going to participate in an old digital control system. And if I can figure out a way to trade and survive outside, then I'll make it. And if I can't, I'll die. And that's just, you know, that's how war works. But I have no wish to be a slave. But I wouldn't worry about, you know, what if they have complete control? Worry about how can you stop them from getting complete control? And don't worry about what life will be like if they get complete control, because I won't be living in that system. I don't need to worry about it. COVID-19. Okay, so those were all the money questions. On to COVID-19. Many injured workers took the jab, and then it turns out they're not getting workman's compensation. And then the question is, you know, what do we do about that? Now, I put in a link. OSHA had first indicated they weren't. Then somebody stood up and wrote, yes, it's OSHA has to cover that. And then OSHA backtracked. So I've not seen anything since then. That was last year in May. But I think this is worth litigating, because if the employer's mandated, it's got to be covered by workman's compensation. So I think with enough litigation, they're going to lose this, particularly when the employer did not provide informed consent and they're withholding information about the risk of adverse events. And if you look at the process by the EUA or the approval of the vaccine was done was fraudulent. I mean, I just think there are many different reasons why they're going to have to cover this if we litigate strongly enough. You know, and I hate to say this, getting rid of this many employees will make automation much easier with employees and customers, as John and I talked about. Somebody put in a graphic about what the disposable masks are doing to ocean pollution. It's pretty frightening. Speech delays, kids and speech delays. Speech delays have skyrocketed after pandemic. That's pretty scary. Plenty of people hate needles. Indeed, it's probably the case that a portion of those refusing to be vaccinated against SARS-CoV-2 might be doing so simply because they do not want the discomfort of the needle. A new invention could help. So this is about a vaccine and a pill. It gets worse. Gates has been worrying on delivering vaccines by spraying overhead. You know, nanoparticles in the spray, in the food, nanodust on computer products. Okay, then on to feedback. Dear Catherine, so here's somebody who discovered our equity overviews and discovered Franklin Sanders on precious metals. Some great comments. Then he watched the 3-hour roundtable discussion on Bitcoin, and that solved him of the Bitcoin. A lot of people have felt very pressured to do Bitcoin and don't know whether it makes sense or not. And hopefully that discussion helped them kind of sort it out. It's a speculative bubble. And the reality is the speculation could go much, much higher. It could also go down to almost nothing. So for whatever reason, you might do it. To give you an example, it was 67,000 in November, and a week ago it was 37,000. So down 45%. We're in a world where those kinds of swings are happening. Whenever I don't want to be part of building the prison, so I'm not in Bitcoin. But if you put money in, just don't put in more than you're prepared to lose 100% of, because it can swing that wild. If you do put it in and the bubble keeps riding, you know, for heaven's sakes, pull out your principal and play from your winnings. Catherine, first, thank you for everything you do, finding the interviews. Oh, who was it? Somebody had written and it took them a year and a half to get their capital. They bought Bitcoin, made a profit, and sold. It took them a year and a half to get their money. Ooh, God, can you imagine? First, thank you for everything you do. Finding the interviews of you has been extremely eye-opening, and I became a subscriber because you are so knowledgeable and authentic. So this is more about the Pope and the Queen of England and the Department of Treasury. Is there truly a way to get out of the system? I've never found a way to get out of the system. They all are complicated legal processes, and the theory is that the other team will respect them, and I'm not convinced that that's the case, but maybe I just don't know. Dear Catherine, the grand jury proceedings with evidence collected by the Crown Investigating Committee is scheduled to start on February 5th. The link for the People's Grand Jury by the group that did the Crown investigation is grand-jury.net, grand-jury.net. I think there's going to be a lot of content in that, and what I would do is pick out the materials you think are the most important and effective and send those around. Dear Soleri, I'm of the opinion that trucker rallies are a scam to lure in scapegoats, the evil and vax to blame for empty shelves. So there are many, you know, whenever anything is this big, there are many different things going on. But I would just say, in my opinion, the truckers are one of the finest groups of professionals on the planet. I have nothing but good things to say about people. You know, I've driven a lot around the United States, and the truckers are, a lot of them have military experience. A lot of them were farmers who had to go to trucking to make ends meet, but they have a lot of skills. They have a lot of knowledge. They know how to run a business. It's a tough business. It deals with real risk, life and death. They cooperate with each other. They support, help each other. It's quite an amazing group of people. You know, two of the best groups of people in my experience are the janitors and cleaning ladies, and then the truckers. You know, this thing could be used in many different ways, but I would say a lot of good things are also happening in it. So just remember that what is a saying in scripture, what the devil intends for your harm, God can use it for your good. So it would not surprise me to see the food shortages blamed on the truckers, but I think a lot of good things are happening with people getting together and meeting and organizing and talking in places. And, you know, think of this as the rise of the alpha male, which could be very, very, very healthy. So I appreciate it's a mixed bag. But, you know, what I said from the beginning is, why is Mr. Global not turning off the gas? Let's see. Canada first, now Netherlands, France, Scotland, more to follow. They are saying enough. All the best. Yes, the productive are pushing back hard. But just remember, even though the restrictions are lowering, the control grid is going into place aggressively. So don't be fooled by an end of COVID-19 mandates if the control grid is snapping into place more aggressively. Then somebody who's a targeted individual sent notes about the things that are happening to them. And you've checked out Richard Lighthouse, because I think that's a great resource. You wanted to know what worked for me when I was being targeted, and what worked for me was prayer and living on a nomadic basis, moving around. Anything you can do to build your health, if you haven't watched the Wim Hof interview, I think Wim Hof can help enormously. especially because the cold showers is very, the breathing and cold showers are both very good for helping cleanse you energetically. And then the fourth thing I used was denial. I just would pretend it wasn't happening and keep on getting my work done. I think that really helps to shake off the momentum. Hi, Catherine. In your latest Money and Markets, you said the way you control crypto or any financial product is not through the technology or hardware or software. You control the people. Australia is a perfect example. They're getting ready for 100% control through the people. Do you think it's likely that the Australian people resist this control, or is it past time to leave Australia for greener pastures? And where would you suggest Australians go? I'm looking to purchase a property in the next 12 months. Is that a bad idea given the likely 100% control outcome? I don't know. You know, this is a global push, and so we're going to have to fight it everywhere. It looks to me right now like the U.S. heartland is a better shot than Australia, which is shocking to me that I would say that. But, you know, there are places in the U.S. which, I don't know, you know, we never gave up our guns, and the Australians unfortunately did. The other thing is going to a place where there's very low adaptation of digital systems and the internet, like in South America. Mexico is one, Paraguay is run. A lot of people not on the internet and can't use digital transaction systems. Hi, Catherine. While the Canadian people have momentum, they must quickly take control of the governmental, political, medical, and economic institutions. If they don't, the trucker strike will ultimately harm the economy and the common people. It does not harm the elite. It helps the elite weaken the people. Similar to the COVID lockdown, the people must take control of the institutions or replace them. Impeach or remove corrupt politicians, replace them with leaders for the people. Purchases can be done by barter, cash, or crypto. Take control of all parts of your life or lose it. Canadians need help building a new nation. Who can help? So I agree, you have to take back the institutions. And you have to create your own sort of banking system outside the system. You know, we're all going to have to start both with barter cash. You know, if you want to use crypto or digital systems, just be careful. But I think, yeah, we're going to have to set up our own banking networks place to place to place. We're going to have to bank each other. Hi, Catherine. I decided to move out of the EU ahead of the totalitarian system. So here's a person who's thinking of Costa Rica, Uruguay, or Panama. I would definitely look into Mexico. The reports I get from Mexico are quite good. You mentioned Costa Rica. My understanding is they have a vaccine mandate. They're one of the few. So you might want to be careful. I don't know enough about Uruguay or Paraguay, but any place that doesn't have a high percentage of people digitized sort of on the internet or with smartphones. The more the population that doesn't access the internet, the better off you are. Going direct reset. Hi, Catherine. I'm a retired CPA, MBTU, had a long career in international tax. My last position was a G713 international agent with the IRS. Boy, I bet that was an interesting job. I interviewed Mr. Global a few times, June, September 2020, and found them forthcoming and brutally honest. The events of the last 20 months have unfolded just the way Mr. Global said they would. Now, what should we do now to keep humans alive for this portion of the reset where most first world citizens are scheduled to be disappeared between now and 2025? That's an excellent question. I can't tell you I have the answer. I think we have to do, you know, I've talked about thousands of things on the Solaria report, but we have to be as independent and resilient as we can. We have to pray. We have to do the unexpected. We have to be super healthy. I would strongly recommend you listen to the story of Gideon. But I think if you can gather a group of righteous people who are going to watch each other's back, that is our best chance. You said the U.S. political structure and institutions have been seized by outsiders and are being used against the best interests of the citizens or government employees still bound by confidentiality agreements. It's a good question. I don't know. It looks to me, Kevin Shipp said that there are thousands of deep state contracts that have got people locked up. I know there are plenty of control files and people who've taken kickbacks, and there are all sorts of deep state politics going on. But and certainly in some areas, government employees do have confidentiality agreements. So it's a hodgepodge, and I don't know how sticky that stuff is. I suspect it's very, very sticky. Okay, no questions under health or local gatherings. And then we have a ton of recommended links. I really appreciate these, and I have gone through them. The one that's fascinating is, let me just read you this. I recently requested all the archive data Amazon has on me, and it was an eye-opener. Yeah, they have a lot more data on you than you think, and is eye-opener. So I went to the link, and I've requested all the data that Amazon has on me. Since I was into Amazon in a big way early, and I'm 95% out, but I'm still trying to get the last 5% out. That Kindle locks you in. Anyway, so that's very interesting. I think anybody who wants to do that, it's a very, very interesting and sobering exercise. Okay, so that's it for Ask Catherine for Thursday, February 10th, questions as of February 7th. If we didn't handle your question today, it will be in next week. If you got your question in before Monday and we didn't handle it, please let us know. I want to make sure you get your questions answered. So for many of you, please make sure you access the equity overviews. There's a lot of information in the one we did in January and the last four quarters. So the 2021 annual and the 2020 annual and the quarterlies during 2021. So lots of good information, lots of good links that I think can really help you. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Have a wonderful week, and I wish you good luck and good hunting.